Southern Canada, and good evening. This is Radio Greenland. You are listening to a broadcast especially for our kinsmen in Northern Canada.
All right, maybe this isn't Radio Greenland, but this is Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop features an ever-changing playlist of folk, jazz, easy listening, indie rock, indie pop, privately released and homemade music. From the early 1900s to the present. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we play 78s, 45s, 33 LPs, compact discs, cassette tapes, independent releases in many genres. The Radio Thrift Shop is open for your listening enjoyment here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, Sunapee's classical station, and online at classicalwscs.org. I've really got a thrift shop grab bag for you this hour, so let's dig in and see what we've got in the crate. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Alan Toohey. I've just experienced the tremendous pleasure of listening to a wonderful new Reader's Digest album called Magical Melodies. I felt that what I had to tell you about this album is so important that I needed a fanfare. Fortunately, I found one in the album itself, the bouncy Tijuana tune, The Lonely Bull. You can hear it playing in the background now. Magical Melodies is just what the name implies, 133 melodies full of musical magic. Songs of such variety that I have no doubt it's the finest home library of music any family could possibly have. There's music here for every occasion. Parties, dancing, dining, or just listening for the relaxing pleasure that only good music can give. It's a long way from a Mexican bullring to the South Sea Islands, but because it demonstrates the tremendous variety of this album, I'd like to play you a few bars of a lovely Hawaiian song, Across the Sea. But it wasn't only the variety that impressed me. I was amazed at the sparkling, high fidelity of RCA's Dynagroove sound, especially in stereo. This small audition record is not in Dynagroove, but listen now to this excerpt from An Affair to Remember, and imagine how much better it sounds in this exciting sound process. Because of the tremendous costs involved in the production of this beautiful record album, Reader's Digest are unable to extend their usual invitation of a 10-day free audition. That's why they've asked me to make this small audition record, to give you some idea of the wonderful music in the 10 records of Magical Melodies. And here's something special. If you decide to order this set of records, you'll be sent a free mystery 12-inch long play record, which is yours to keep, together with an entry form in the Reader's Digest $46,000 lucky number contest. You could win $5,000 in cash, a luxury holiday for two in exotic Fiji, or any one of over 1,000 fabulous prizes. You can become the proud owner of a set of Magical Melodies for only $4.99 deposit, with the balance payable in five easy monthly installments of $5. The full price of $29.99 represents a saving of $22.51 on what you would expect to pay if you could buy this set of records in your retail store. But remember, you send no money now. To order your set, simply return your lucky number $5,000 bill in the enclosed reply plate envelope today. Don't forget to detach the album stamp from page one of this letter and stick it down onto the yes box on the back of the envelope before posting. While you're doing that, let's hear some more of this glorious music. Thank you. Everyone likes piano music, and when there are two pianos, the enjoyment's doubled. And here's an unusual version of that big Barbra Streisand hit, Secondhand Rose. Decide to buy Magical Melodies, this next song is a question you'll never be asking.
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? You'd be too.
I hope this small sample record has given you some idea of the musical magic waiting for you in this new Reader's Digest album. Remember, if you'd like your records in the added excitement of stereo, please stick down the stereo tab on the back of your reply envelope. If you want mono, simply tear off the tab before posting. And now, before we hear one final selection, may I suggest you mail your lucky number bill today. Once it's received at Reader's Digest, they'll send you your free mystery record, your contest entry form, which could win you $5,000 in cash, together with your set of the thrilling new Reader's Digest album, Magical Melodies.
Well, a little Reader's Digest musical love for you right there. And before that, Kabuki Strings with Calypso. Gary McFarlane and The Good Life. We started that set off with the 18th Century Corporation, Do You Know the Way to San Jose? We were all over the map in that set. And speaking of all over the map, you can hear the Radio Thrift Shop all over the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info, and out in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, at WCFILP 96.1 FM. You can always tell when the announcer is not from the local area because they mispronounce the name of your town. It's like Concord, New Hampshire, when you hear it pronounced Concord, you know there's something up there. So support local community radio wherever you may be. I'll be right back after this.
Time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio wave. David Oxenford in the Broadcast Law blog reports that the Federal Communications Commission is asking for comments from the public on a rulemaking proposal that would allow low-power FM stations to operate commercially and also be owned by local small businesses. The proposal would also give low-power FM stations primary status, protecting them against being displaced by a subsequent move of a full-power station or new service from a new full-power FM radio station. The proposal would also let nonprofit groups operate more than one low-power FM station. Currently, only nonprofit groups can apply for low-power FM stations, and they can only get one station per group. A separate, different recent proposal would allow low-power FM stations to increase power to 250 watt. Comments on the first proposal are due on August 30th at fcc.gov. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Thank you.
Well, there's a set from the thrift shop Grab Bag. That was Tino Contreras with La Malagueña. Before that, Al Keola with Temptation. The David Carroll Orchestra, The Chimes of Swing. And we started that set off with Tony Mottola, Lush and Lovely. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, celebrating music from the Renaissance through the Space Age. In a few minutes, I'm going to be playing a mini documentary about the mysterious shortwave number stations. But until then, we're going to dig around in the forgotten 45 bin here. Starting with the Orpheus 4, a tune called Caverns. Thank you. Well, there you have it. The Forgotten 45 Bin. That was the Shannons with Mr. Sunshine Man. Before that, Morning, Noon, and Night with their cover of the Bee Gees' I've Got to Get a Message to You. The Collection with Both Sides Now. And we started off with the Orpheus Four in a tune called Caverns. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where we love old transistor radios, shortwave sets, and the electromagnetic spectrum that keeps us connected. Coming up now, I have a documentary from NPR regarding those mysterious signals you might hear on shortwave known as numbers stations.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Some people collect stamps, others collect coins. Akin Fernandez collects recordings of shortwave radio stations, specifically number stations, mysterious broadcasts which often feature a droning voice reading a series of numbers. Fernandez has been obsessed with number stations for more than a decade. He's released a multiple CD set of his recordings of them. As Matt Cowan reports from London, the set has become a cult hit.
London is a city that sleeps. Pubs shutter their doors at 11:30. The underground stops running at around midnight most nights, but it was in the early hours of the morning when Akin Fernandez found the sounds that would make for many sleepless nights to follow.
If you were to come across that in the middle of the night by yourself, you would be more than scratching your head. You would be saying, what on earth have I just come across?
So while the city slept, night after night, he searched the dial of his shortwave radio for more of these mysterious sounds.
What you heard is precisely how the station presented itself. It didn't say where it was coming from or anything else. It's just bizarre. It's just completely bizarre.
Akin Fernandez found plenty of number stations. What he couldn't find out was who or what was behind them.
The more I tried to find out about number stations, the more questions came up. And the more people were almost didn't care. They almost didn't care about them. They said, oh, it's just, you know, weather or something like that. Weather transmissions, you know, they're nothing special. But obviously not, they aren't weather transmissions.
When the search for answers stalled, Fernandez tried to distinguish a pattern by keeping detailed logs of the frequencies and the times of the broadcasts. He also started recording them.
I realized that people didn't have a Rosetta Stone to work with. They hadn't been archived anywhere.
At the time, Fernandez was running an independent record company and decided to put out a CD of number stations recordings. The Connet project became four CDs. Internet friends contributed their own recordings. The finished product has more than 150 tracks, each one a separate broadcast, numbers being read out in English, Czech, German, Russian, sometimes by children, sometimes by computers. Somehow his arcane obsession found an audience. Thousands of copies were sold through niche retailers on both sides of the Atlantic. Filmmaker Cameron Crowe, best known for his movies Jerry Maguire and Almost Famous, is a fan.
This is one of the great strange and strangely beautiful odd recordings. There's something about the sound of the voices or even the music box type recordings that just change any room you're in when you're hearing it, changes your frame of mind, takes you to another place.
That's exactly the feel Crowe was hoping to get in the psychological drama Vanilla Sky. With Fernandez's blessing, Crowe mixed cuts from the Connet project into the film's soundtrack.
Where is she?
The excerpts underscore scenes when the Tom Cruise character is thrust between realities. When the woman he thought was dead turns up in his bed and the woman he loves is nowhere to be seen, he loses it.
I'm Sophia.
Director Cameron Crowe says these scenes unsettle audiences thanks in large part to the soundtrack. He still enjoys introducing people to the recordings to see their response.
I played it for a friend of mine, and they were like, I feel creepy, take that off. And then I said, here, check this out, and played the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot recording. And they were like, wow, that's the Wilco title.
It's my father's voice trailing off, sailors sailing off in the morning.
The band Wilco incorporated sounds from the Conet project into its breakthrough 2002 release, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Cameron Crowe says the growing fascination with this mysterious found sound is understandable. He says he introduced Steven Spielberg to the recordings.
And it was that thing where you're just kind of passing a little secret thing on to somebody else. And in current times where everything in pop culture is explored and overexplored, it's great that there's this little corner that you can often say to somebody, hey, have you heard about the Conan Project? And even somebody like Spielberg is suddenly going, tell me more about this.
A number of people want to know more. Simon Mason, author of the book Secret Signals, says officially number stations remain a mystery.
Various madcap theories have come out of the years, like it's messages from UFOs or it's messages between drug-running people or some outlandish things like that. And the evidence boils down to the fact that they are transmitting messages to espionage agents in the field, in foreign countries.
Both Mason and Akin Fernandez say the case of Erwin Van Harlem is proof of the espionage theory. The Czech agent was caught in the act of receiving a coded message when police raided his London apartment in 1988. The code was written in groups of five numbers. They found several pads with the keys to the codes hidden in bars of soap. The man, who was posing as a Dutch art dealer, was convicted of spying and deported. NPR contacted the CIA about number stations, but the agency declined to comment. Fernandez says the most revealing statement about the stations came from an official at the British Department of Trade and Industry after the Conet project was first released.
And basically they said, they are what you think they are, and they're not for public consumption.
3 years ago, it seemed that the Conet project would be silenced. Fernandez was so burnt out and broke that he decided to take a break. The story would have likely ended there if it wasn't for Wilco. The band, unlike filmmaker Cameron Crowe, failed to ask Fernandez for permission to use his recording. He sued and the record company settled for an undisclosed sum. Fernandez restarted his label and repressed the Conet project. He says the new run is nearly sold out, and he would like to expand the project.
The Cold War is over. There must be people who have this information, and I want to speak to them. I want to publish their diaries. I want to publish their photographs. I want to publish their evidence.
He says his reason is simple.
Well, let's just leave it at this. When people don't know what their governments are doing, bad things happen. Very bad things happen.
For NPR News, I'm Matt Cowan in London.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you what
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
And that's going to wrap up another edition on the airwaves of Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. I'd like to hear from you. Please email wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. Comments, questions, concerns. Or you can join the Radio Thrift Shop group on Facebook. Just hunt for Radio Thrift Shop. So thank you for listening, and enjoy your morning. Enjoy your evening. Wherever you are on the planet, remember, take good care of yourself. Take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love. Thank you.